Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
This digital dealer interview series is brought to you by our friends and partners at
Pure Cars,
VinQ,
Team MXS,
Fixed Ops
Digital, M1 Data and Analytics,
and Drive Century.
If you want more information or want to partner with the brew,
go to carguycoffee.com.
Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
It is Fred Lenhart, subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions at the Pure Cars booth over here at Digital Dealer 2023. And we are having some fun. And we are excited to have the one,
the only,
Joey Lim on the show. Welcome to the party, Joey.
High five on that, bro.
I just got goosebumps. And I don't know if it's from everybody staring and seeing what's going on. You know what? Screw that. We're having a good time.
Let's get loud.
You guys are the only ones that seem like you're excited in this one.
We're here to cap it a bit quiet,
but we keep going. Turn it up, right? Yeah, because excited to be here. Because look around me. Whether it's busy or slow, there's some amazing technology in this building right now. There's some people out here who are trying to change the way that we do automotive.
Yes.
And I love it. We're here at the Pure Cars booth, and they are definitely innovators. I love that they came up with automotive to be even a better experience for their customers, and they're doing a great job. And they are doing things not just outside of their business, but they're doing it internally. They're helping their people become better at what they do, be able to speak to the dealers. I know because I'm in these meetings, and I've seen them, and man, I'm blown away by what's happening over here at Pure Cars. But I know that it's happening everywhere. That voice is getting better.
I can interrupt you. I've got to tell everybody that's watching this, as somebody who's done this and 15 years ago, right? And seeing the evolution of you guys just kicking ass still today. I've got to tell you, that has been one of the best moving into saying great things about the sponsor I've ever seen before. I mean, blowing. I'm telling you, the endorsement was not an endorsement. It just went right into the conversation. And that is what we call professionalism in this business right there.
Yes. So, yeah. I'm glad that you know that.
That was great, right, man. Because you sell without selling.
Right.
It's a feeling.
But it is true, you know.
That's the best thing, it's true too.
It is. There's so
much. I just got a pitch.
I think they just closed one because of all this, right? So right. I'm glad that they did. They've been busy here, but brother, it's an amazing opportunity to have you here. We're super excited.
I appreciate it.
We had a chance to talk last year for a little bit. I'm glad that we're going to have a little bit more in depth talk. Let's talk about this issue, man. What's going on? What brought you here to Digital Dealer this year? What is your focus?
100% holding my vendors accountable. That was 100% of why I'm here. I went from a single store, I was on the vendor side forever. Auto Alert, Vin Solutions, part of that build team before that, decided to come over right after COVID, went over to a single store, the number one volume dealership, Ford, in Missouri, Kansas City area. Mm-hmm. And then within 2.5-3 years, we merged with the Tasca Automotive Group. Bob Tasca and his family, it's been in their lineage since his grandpa. And his grandpa, just to let you guys know, the inventor of the Ford Mustang Cobra Jet. He's the one that brought it to Ford. So yeah, up there out of Rhode Island, big Northeast. But here's the thing.
A little legacy going on.
That's the information I'm going to give you here in a little bit that I'm going to surprise you guys with what a part of my job that is a absolute dream job when I tell you what I do. But right now, it's working with the Tasca Group with our 28 stores now, 31 by the end of the year. Went from 7 stores about 4 years ago to now they're this big. I'm out here to hold the vendors accountable because when you grow so fast, you get some sleepy dealer syndrome, right? Dealers forget that they've signed up for a product. The vendor stops trying to reach out to do their monthly calls, and they just sit there and let that MRR coming in every month. So I'm just here to make sure that we're not growing too fast or we forget about some of these products that work amazingly well, but on our end of the dealership, not supporting it the way that we should be supporting it.
Right.
And two, the ones that don't work that well, to be able to explain to them why we're not going to use them anymore with data instead of an emotional,
right.
You're not selling me any cars, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm out here pulling weeds, picking flowers. Yeah, had a great conversation with dealer.com, which handles all the websites.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of
Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
Or not an endorsement, I use a different one, but just getting with them and saying, hey, listen, we need one throat to choke at the dealership level, our group. That's who we're going to focus with. So you don't have 85 different GMs you're trying to talk to. So.
I mean, that's exactly how a business needs to have somebody that's especially positioned like you that is managing something so big for so many. Everybody eats based off of these decisions that get made.
100%.
And as you start to say then, hey, listen, we have mouths to feed. We have people that need to get stuff done. We have customers that need to be served. And your product is supposed to help me. Is it helping me the best that it can? I'm asking you. Tell me how to make it work the best. Show me how to do it right. It's putting everybody inside of the table to say, again, remember the mission we came here.
Yeah.
And you're right. Sometimes we get so focused on getting that next deal. No different than a salesperson. A salesperson would let, on the car. I just sold a car. I'm not going to do the investment time it takes to keep that customer to me, to keep my brand. All of that is still that little bit of that salesiness inside of so much of the business, where it's the next sale, the next growth, the next chart. We need to top these next metrics we create that we need to then master and build upon.
Yeah.
But then it's still, hey, remember me?
Yep.
I trusted you. Well, let's do it.
There's a big hole in automotive retail that I believe that's there. And I put myself in that too. Your sales managers hold your sales team accountable, right?
Right.
Service manager holds service riders accountable, like follow-ups, making sure you're contacting that customer, let them know where their car's at, getting in the service. The sales managers, are you doing your follow-up? Are you doing your retention, that kind of stuff? After the sale, are you still trying to get them back in? They're pushing them. This general sales manager is testing the sales managers, making sure that they're staying accountable. The GMs are doing the GSM. But where we're at is who's holding the GMs accountable for what they need to do and the relationships that they have with their SaaS vendors, software vendors. Like, you're going to try to hold your BDC manager accountable for how Vin Solutions or DriveCentric or any of your CRMs are working. Your GM better be held accountable too. He better be on those calls that they want to have quarterly or monthly or whatever, not just your BDC manager. You see what I'm saying? And so at Tasca, because we've grown so fast, we want to have, and I call my project the one throat to choke, right? We got to have the one throat to choke when it comes to our relationship with our websites, with our CRM, with our third-party lead providers, with our, even on our HR side of things, like our hiring process and our onboarding. Like, there's got to be a one for each. The buck gets passed so much in the dealership world when it comes to that upper management, right?
And it's a lot of points. That's his job.
And you know who always gets blamed at the end?
Manager.
Always gets blamed at the end is the vendor.
Every time.
Always.
Because it's easy to say they're not doing what they need to do or that doesn't work. And the question very seldom gets turned back around is, are you working it?
Yeah.
Are you doing what needs to be done? And if not,
I see it all across the country when we go to all these different dealerships and a lot of different situations. It's literally the fact that the leadership there is not using the tools there. Or at least they're not encouraging their staff to use the tools or holding them accountable to the tools. And the tools are actually easier to help them keep them accountable. So I don't understand the mix up, maybe because, I didn't need it when I was a salesperson. I get that. But listen, folks, they do need it and they are there. And even if we had them when I was a salesperson, I would have used them. It would have made our life better. It would have made it easier for me to connect with the people that I'm trying to connect with, right? And be able to do it continually with great notes that tell me exactly what we were talking about before, so I don't sound like I don't remember them. And that's massive to me. Relationships is what all this is about.
Absolutely.
But it all starts from the top. So I love what you're talking about. You start talking about every level from leadership, and you went all the way up, right? And as we know, a fish rots from the head down. So if your leader, your general manager, your owner, if they're not really growing and they're learning and they're implementing and holding people accountable also and themselves, and they're really showing the way to other leaders to go ahead and engage them. That's why you start seeing stuff.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro,
your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you.
From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to teammxs.com.
Back to the show.
The attitude of do as I say, don't do as I do runs rampant, right? And that happens a lot with management too. Do as I say, but not as I do when it comes to a sales process or how to greet a customer or follow up. You know, we work in an industry where on the sales side, to advance, it's how well did you sell a car? Right. When we know that sales managers have three jobs, to train, to motivate, and to recruit.
Absolutely.
Those are the three things, right? It's not closing deals, right? It's supposed to be those three things, but we get it backwards and we put people that closers and the 30 car month people, the 20 car, we put them in a management position, but they don't know how to manage. They just know how to close a deal. And
very well.
But once that sales manager, what happens to them? They end up as a GM one day, right? And so
somehow, some way, they did.
We're lucky that I'm lucky. My main store in Kansas City, Missouri. My general manager is Terry Miller, who is the general manager at Galpin Ford for 23 out of the 29 stores or years they were number one in the world. And he's a do as I do and do as I say type guy.
Let's go.
And with Task, it's the same way. Bob Task the third, who is all the everybody that I report to, is named Task. Right? It's a family business. And Bob Task the third is the same way. But in fact, Bob Task the third is actually our paid search manager. Right? He's my guy that talks to. Hey, what's going on, good visitors? He's the one that we talk to Google every week.
Yeah.
He's in the trenches with me on that. But I wanted to give you guys something else that me and Bob Task do together. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the NHRA. Ever heard of NHRA?
Yeah, come on, yeah.
All right, so National Hot Rod Association, Dragsters, right?
Yeah.
Bob Taska is the owner of Taska Racing, and we drive the Ford Performance Motorcraft Quick Lane Nitro Funny Car against Ron Capps, John Force. Brittany Force is over in Top Fuel. You ever see Top Fuel? Top Fuel is the big long dragsters with the big wheels in the back, a little fun. We're the funny cars, which is shorter, same 11,000 plus horsepower. Mm-hmm. We go 0 to 100 in 0.7 seconds. This last weekend, we were in Dallas, Texas, set our own record, 338 miles an hour, 338.5, I think, miles an hour. We went 1,000 feet. The night before, we set a track record in 3.8 seconds, 1,000 feet, right? So you're talking, I run media and PR for our race team. It's during the week, Monday morning through Thursday, Friday afternoon, I have my dealer hat on, working with our digital marketing and working with all that. But come Friday, Bob and I are meeting at the racetrack, wherever we're at. We're going to be in Vegas again next weekend.
What?
We're in Pomona after that. We're second in the world right now in points. We meet and have our meetings there, and then we put our racing hats on around noon on Friday. And then we blow some nitro methane, and we 330 miles an hour in under 4 seconds. Yeah, and I like to bring that up because it is a dream job.
Yes, that's
I don't get my hands dirty because I'm not working.
Dream job. So cool.
Yeah, that's anybody that's played a video game dream job. You know what I'm saying?
So, or anybody
Man, we want to put some fuel by car guy coffee. We want to see how we can help a little bit. That we do have a dragster that we do sponsor.
Do you really?
We buy their fuel.
Yeah,
we'll buy car guy coffee. You need it to go.
Well, the fuel that we use is a lit up with the nitro methane.
Yeah, well, that's different.
We don't.
Yeah, he runs on alcohol.
Tony Stewart came from NASCAR and Indy, where he won the Indy whatever. But he now has a team. He's doing alcohol funny car or alcohol top fuel. His wife, Leah Pruitt, is a top fuel dragster. And then he's also sponsors Matt Hagan. He's an R class funny car, who's number one right now. He just edged us out in points last weekend in Dallas.
There's more weeks left.
We got two more left. We'll see how that goes. But it's the reason I say that is I compare what we try to do at the dealership level with what we're doing in the pit because. We've got a vehicle. You're talking a monster machine that comes in that we pull data off of. And then we've got our pit crew. Everybody knows their lane. We've got a clutch guy, an assistant clutch guy, a bottom end, a body person. And if you watch these guys break the entire car down and rebuild it in 37 minutes, and you realize everybody knows their job. They don't point fingers like we do at the dealerships.
Right. Get it done quick.
The Google number's wrong. Who's supposed to change it?
Call the salespeople. They should be doing it.
Exactly. So we've got this idea and this philosophy of watching this crew. I know my lane. They don't mess with my lane. The media, I set up our press releases, our press conferences, and I don't mess with the clutch plates.
See a book being written.
You guys know it from if you sponsor drag racing, you've seen that they got to come back, they got to break stuff down, they got to look and see, make sure everything is sealed up, see what's going on, and you just watch the poetry in motion of how it works. We just put that in a dealership. Processes and how it works.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
fixopsdigital.com. Back to the show.
Let's go.
Nobody's doing this.
Right.
We know that when the car comes back, we smoke the tires at 300 feet. We know because the clutch put too much power into those tires. The clutch guys, I got it. That was my bad.
Exactly right. But that is it. That's how well the machine should be running. How well that your team should be producing together.
Absolutely.
Because when something's wrong, it's not a pointing the finger. Say, hey, I'll take care of it. We'll make sure this is good. And then you get to retune it. Here's the thing, folks. There is no such thing as perfect. We all know this already. So even if you're running a well-oiled machine, you're gonna have a head bust one time, right? So it's okay. Just know that you just got to make sure you fix it, make it a little bit stronger next time, and don't do the same mistake that you did last time, and you're going to be even better the next time. So keep pushing hard and keep being stronger, man. That's a great story, dude.
Joey over here, brother, you're like speaking our language. Poetry in motion.
Yeah, no doubt.
Is exactly what you're doing. We are some metaphorical, moving wordsmiths, and I love how you connected all of that. That's exactly how we see so much inside of the business is that it is, you got to see it on a different angle than just the art that it is of doing the business.
Let's take it one step deeper.
Come on.
I'm taking one step deeper.
Right?
I'm going to cut you off, but I'm going to take it one step deeper.
This is your show, bro.
Go on.
We love it.
So let's say there's a lot of factors that go into the car, and I'll tell you, weather is one of those. You have a tight track, you have a loose track. If it's a hot track, it's going to be more slick, right? Because it's heat up, it's cold, it's going to be tighter. Got to make sure that the clutch is going to be putting that 11,000 plus horsepower to the wheels at the right time on that track. If it's hot, you don't want to smoke the tires. If it's cold, you don't want to get the tires on top of each other, right? So every time that this happens, all data is put down. How much pressure was in the tires? What was our pressure in? We had 7.1, we had 6.8. Where were our clutch plates set at? Where was the, how many gallons did we go through? We go through 13 gallons of nitro, we go through 15. And all of that is collected and it is observed every time a new decision has to be made. So when you get into the same type of situation where 68 degrees at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on August, whatever, you can go back and look at the data from before. And I think in dealerships, we take that previous data and we throw it out the door because we're always focused on conquest. We're always focused. We look at what we're doing.
We're so more reactive than we are proactive or more than we're building.
And if you did that in the car, we throw my tires every time.
You blow something, you're not going to make it. It's not going to happen. You don't show up to that line without a whole lot of preparation. It might be a short amount of time, but just like the Kentucky Derby, right? It might be the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, but so much goes in those 2 minutes of training, of growth, of time, of experience. And many hands have something to do with that thoroughbred doing it, racing across a track at the Derby or a track on a drag strip.
And every one of those hands knew their role. And every one of those hands stayed in their lane and focused on what they were hired to perfect and what they were great at. And so they didn't drift out. I don't have my clutch man.
They did it again.
My clutch guy doesn't call Fox Sports 1 and set up a press conference or whatever when we have a record-setting thing. That's what I do. I don't go and try to judge out these clutch plates.
Right.
Even if he's got to go take a leak or something, I don't step in. That's his world.
Right.
I stay out of it. But I take accountability for what I need to do, and I get my stuff done now. Yeah. Now, if they call me over and say, hey, man, Joe, you need to hold this rate. I'm stepping in, and I'm going to assist. But I'm not going to be in his way every time because that's his world, and that's their ballet. It's my ballet, and it's Bob is the same way. Bob, he doesn't work on the car, and it's got to be tough for him because he's got to drive it, but he steps back. Let him do their jobs.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
When you train right and you get your team flowing and having that same follow-up, whatever it is, you can walk away, let them do their job. But if they're struggling, there's not enough training.
No, it's not. Or accountability.
This is an incredible brew that you're getting right now, everybody. Make sure that you do comment, that you do share, that you rewind, listen again, pay attention. There's some great stuff that's being put out here. And we want to make sure that we squeeze as much value out of this moment as possible because, like you said, we got to stay our lane, right? We got to stay our lane. And folks, when we're trying to figure out what we're doing in the middle of the day. Y'all salespeople know what's up. Everybody's asking what's for lunch. If you're ever going to be inside of Kansas City, right, you need to know your barbecue. You need to know where to go. So we got an authority that is from the city that you probably need to right. get your taste buds lit up. But there is an incredible science and art to the barbecue as well.
Absolutely.
But if they're going through to Kansas City, we need to go. He rattled off so many names so quick to me. But for those that want to know and they're going to go one day and they watch the show, where should they go for some good barbecue?
What's your feeling at the time?
Oh, okay.
We'll just go high level. Of like, what I would recommend be the ultimate barbecue lunch to have in Kansas City. And I got to go with the old school Arthur Bryant's. And I got to go, this is what you order. You get the burn-ins on bun. Right, Kansas City is what burn-ins is. Kansas City.
It sounds so good.
Right, burn-ins is the ends of the brisket. We also refer to it as beet candy. Burn-ins on bun. Don't eat the bun, but just chop it, and then you get the steak fries. And I've got to tell you, the creme de la creme that makes it all. The barbecue is amazing, but you got to get the Big Red cream soda to go with the burn-ins on bun. French fries or steak fries and the red cream soda at Arthur Bryant's. If you want to go a little bit, I could take you down a little bit more. You want to go a little bit more sophisticated, then you go to Joe's. Joe's Kansas City. It's always been voted the number one barbecue restaurant in Kansas City. It's over on the Kansas side, but we don't really hold that against them too much. They have a Z-Man, which is barbecue brisket. It's got an onion ring, melted provolone cheese, and then, of course, Kansas City, we're known for that molasses, thick, sweet, red barbecue sauce, and the Z-Man is probably the most popular product. But last but not least, you were talking about a place that you saw, which is Jack Stack's. As I call it, Pinky Out Barbecue.
It was very pinky.
It's a sit down.
I didn't know we were going to be able to go in there. Gabe would just cut off. I was like,
It's sit down. It's not like it's not over the Bryant's and Gates. You walk into Gates. Side note: you walk into Gates, you got a middle aged black lady yelling, "Hi, may I help you?" You gotta get the sample platter at Gates. They kill it on the ribs. But at Jack Stack's, it's the prime king rib. I think it's, but it's a prime rib that they've smoked that's still on the bone. So you're getting it's a cow smoked prime rib on the bone. It's a different flavor than what you get regular prime rib with the au jus and all this. Absolutely. If you're on a first date and you're hoping to get a little nookie on that first date, you go there.
Gotta win. It's a guarantee.
That's a closer. If you're a woman and you're going to close the guy with that. Right. Yeah.
They'll do whatever you ask.
Those are the spots that I would say to go to. You cannot sleep on the red cream soda.
I believe that. We're from Kentucky. Big Red is a thing out there, so we're
I already know.
Man, Joey, talking about the barbecue.
What a highlight.
We got racing, we got barbecue.
Yeah, talking about the leadership.
I think we talked a lot of great nuggets and great gems for you guys to take with you.
It's be fun.
And how do people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about you?
My OnlyFans is... I got one, but it's not what you would think. I didn't realize it was used for what a lot of people use it for.
Later,
I'm just putting up my writings on there. Yeah. It's just really easy. You can find me TikTok, Middle Aged Superhero. And then anywhere out there, you just look for Joey Little. You're going to find me anywhere and everywhere. There's not a whole lot of 48-year-old men named Joey Little. But you can be at joeyatasca.com. I don't know what I get. If you're in any of my markets, I'm not going to give you any information on anything, sell more cars or be more efficient in your fixed ops. I will not do that if you're in my...
I'm talking about the barbecue, baby.
Oh, barbecue. I will tell you this. I got to give a disclaimer here. Being from Kansas City and everybody else from Kansas City, if you have friends from Kansas City, they're absolutely going to disagree with what I just said. There's going to be, because there are so many barbecues.
Robin, comment below.
But that's a great problem to have. Great problem to have.
Yeah. But they will say, well, he said, are the Bronx, Oakland Joes or Kansas City Joe? Oh, no, RJs. Oh, no, LJs.
I didn't have a consistent answer when I asked the public.
Yeah.
They rattled off a whole bunch of other things. Yeah. Nothing was the same. And it didn't make the search any easier.
But my boy Drew Black's here with Dealer Teamwork. He's from Kansas City. He'll tell you, I forget the places over in KCK. He'll give you a whole different restaurant.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Man, it would be a good survey. We got to go to Kansas City and go around and do street interviews and make sure we ask people that question.
Before you let me go, do you guys know the four pinnacle areas of barbecue in the country just before? So
please,
you can do your travels. Right, you can do.
All
right, so you've got Kansas City, right? You've got Memphis, Tennessee.
Right.
So Memphis is in the barbecue spaghetti at Jimmy Lee's Interstate Barbecue. is absolutely spectacular. Okay. Sounds gross, but it's
actually doesn't
beautiful.
Sound gross to me.
You've got Texas, the no sauce. Yeah, that's your third. Yeah. And then your fourth is over, you know, by you size, the Carolinas with the whole pork, right?
Yeah. That's claw on their burgers and all that.
That's your main four. You hit those first, and then you can hit the secondaries. Like Alabama has a white sauce, like a white barbecue sauce they make with mayo, right? That was really surprised.
It wasn't bad. It was pretty good.
I enjoyed it.
It was just expecting something a little bit different, but I could still get that little bit of that barbecue.
Yeah. Kentucky's got great barbecue. Yeah. JP Miller, that's at All Miller Ford.
Yeah.
Taking me out for some barbecue in Kentucky. Blew my mind. I saw it at Louisville. Yeah.
Where did you go in Louisville? Where did you go in
Louisville? I can't remember. You look at my Google places, I save every one of them. Yeah, I don't remember what, because I get them all mixed up. Yeah. Because I'd also been with David Kane, took me to somewhere in Louisville, too. Yeah. One was near the Louisville Slugger place or something like that. So I might have, So I apologize for
it's all good. Don't
it's on my Google list.
Louisville's got some good food. I'm thankful for Louisville having some.
I do. We're out there.
Is that where you guys are in? Louisville?
We live close to Louisville. Yeah, we're south of Louisville.
There you go. You guys got great barbecue there, too.
Okay.
In Kansas City, but you know.
We all can't be. I hear you.
We're in front of a lot.
Yeah.
But no, that's it's awesome. Again, been such a flavorful conversation, everybody. There's so much that's been in this brew. Again, take a look at it. Listen again. Enjoy it. But we got to make sure that we finish this off the right way. Because no matter what's going on with the vendors, what they're doing, what they're not doing, you're sitting in front of them and you're saying, hey, let's build on this relationship or let's fly away from the relationship. Either way, no harm, no foul. We forgive, we focus, and we fly, and we can keep growing. So help us out real quick because we're going to sound off as we end this interview. Hands on the shoulders with me. And we're going to forgive, focus, fly on three, one, two, three.
Forgive.
Focus, fly, and keep growing. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in and watching. We are still having fun here in Vegas, and there's a lot of good food around here, too. And we got to go get us some of that. So with that said, everybody, I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
I'm Brelan Art, subprime hero.
And we've been doing solutions in the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the one,
the only,
Joey. Thank you again.
Thanks for driving. We'll see y'all soon.